We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The news came down late Friday night, early Saturday morning. The Buffalo Bills have a new linebacker, and it was music to the ears of many Bills fans. The Bills signing free agent linebacker Brandon Spikes late Friday. He is on the line with us right now. Brandon, good evening. Thanks for coming on the air with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
Doing great, and it was good news to get just before I went to bed on Friday night. Pretty late in the night, but you were here, what, a day or two before you finally came to terms with the Bills? Tell me about the last couple of days last week when you were here in Buffalo.
Well, the day I was there for a day, actually, you know, everything went well. You know, it was great. The visit went good. You know, talking to the coaches and, you know, I had a great dinner with them. So it was all good. I'm just a first class, but.
How well acquainted were you with Pepper Johnson, who's come here to take over the defensive line? And did he play a role in maybe your recruitment here to the Buffalo Bills, Brandon?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just talking to him, you know, and having been coached by him for the last few years, you know, he definitely helped me, you know, maximize my level, you know, in my game, you know, helped me get better, you know, each and every day. So, you know, he played a, you know, great deal in this whole, you know, whole decision.
Now, he's new here to the Buffalo Bills as well. What did he tell you about what they're trying to build here, what they're trying to get accomplished?
Well, they just told me they're definitely trying to, you know, change some things. You know, it's been a rough 14 years. And, you know, I already knew they got a lot of great players, a lot of young guys, you know, that can make plays all over the field. So I know a lot about their guys there, and I'm definitely, you know, just excited to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm happy to, you know, help come change some things.
Brandon Spikes, our guest, the Buffalo Bills' new linebacker. Brandon, were you aware that many Bills fans had you targeted? Maybe, you know, not the team right away, but Bills fans, as soon as free agency opened, wanted the team to move on you. Were you aware of that buzz among the fan base here?
Yeah, I was. You know, a lot of social sites and stuff, you know, they was kind of blowing me up, the Bills Mafia. You know, they're great. You know, I'm absolutely looking forward to working with them every Sunday. So, you know, it was all fun, man, this whole process. It was great. You know, I'm happy to be a part of it.
What? Tell me about leaving New England and where you've been for your entire career so far in the NFL. Were you looking for a change? Do you think after 4 years with the Patriots, it was time maybe to get a fresh start somewhere?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always great to start over and, you know, get a re-up and, you know, have a fresh start somewhere. And somewhere, you know, you're wanted or people love you there and, you know, they're excited about you being there. So it's just great, you know, be somewhere I'm wanted. And that was the whole thing for me. I'm happy to be a part of this, and I'm definitely looking forward towards the challenge.
At the end of last year in New England, you finished the season and then had kind of a nagging knee injury. Tell me about the end of the year there and how that went down for you.
Well, that was just, you know, from, you know, the labor throughout the season, man. Just, you know, it was, you know how it is. It's a rough 16 games. And, you know, all I needed was rest and rehab. You know, I know I heard, you know, they put me on IR and stuff like that. It was just a false report, and, you know, that's how things go there. You know, it's almost like what happened with Tlaib and his hip. But, you know, all of that's in the past. It is what it is. And I'm just anxious to get to work, man, you know, and help, you know, change the culture around it.
You've won a lot of games in New England. I'm sure you made many friends there. But when you look back on it, were you happy there during the 4 years there, Brandon?
I wouldn't say happy, but, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to, you know, play at a place like that with, you know, first-class organization, you know, the city of Boston, they're great. They're great in Providence, you know, an awesome place also. And Mr. Kraft, you know, he's just a phenomenal man. You know, I love him, you know, with all my heart. I'll never forget him and all the things he's done for me and my family. But, you know, like I said, it's just time for a fresh start. It's time to move on. And, you know, as far as my teammates, you know, I definitely – keep in touch with them, you know, developed a lot of great relationships there, and I'm looking forward to keeping those, you know, and that's just, you know, as our career go on, and, you know, just, you know, be best buds like we have been in the past, so I'll definitely be in touch with them.
Brandon, during your time with the Patriots in New England, I believe you only lost to the Buffalo Bills that one time, right, a couple of years ago, the only loss you suffered to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true, that's the only one, but, you know, they always had us on the road, they always went to the wire, so. Like I said, I know what those guys got. You know, they're just missing a few things. And, you know, hopefully I'm the missing piece to the puzzle. And like I said, I'm willing to do whatever they need me to do. I'm just excited to be able to work and play the game I love.
You know, Bills fans, you mentioned the Bills fans earlier, they sort of have a thing about the Patriots, Brandon. Did you feel like you always had the Bills number with all the victories you had against the Buffalo Bills when you're playing with the Patriots?
No, I wouldn't say that because I knew, like I said, I knew they got some young playmakers over there. You know, it's just, you know, I just don't know what it was with them. Like I said, they would have us, you know, up against the ropes, and somehow we find a way to come back and win. So I just think there was a lot of smaller things they might have went touching on at the time. But I know they got a lot of great players, great, you know, great scheme, and I just don't know what it was. But I wouldn't say I knew who coming into the game just being with the Patriots. You know, it's, you know, you never know on Sundays in the NFL, so you got to bring your A game either way.
Brandon, since you've been in the league, since 2010, who have been like your role models, or who do you think was most instrumental in your development as an NFL player?
Oh, Pepper Johnson.
Really?
Pepper Johnson all day, you know, just, you know, being around him every day, watching how he worked, you know, listening to some of his stories when he played, how he used to do things. You know, I definitely have to say him. You know, he helped me, you know, get better as a player and a person.
You think he's coaching D-line here, coached a little bit of D-line and linebacker at New England. He probably is someday looking to be a defensive coordinator. He seems to be on the right path to be able to do that now, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I honestly scratch my head all the time when I wonder why he's not. But, you know, that's him, and I'm pretty sure it'll work out for him in the future. But, like I said, I'm just excited to be here and, you know, reunite with him one more year. Just look forward to, you know, trying to change it here, change things around here, get back to winning, man.
Brandon, what, during your meetings here Friday with the Bills coaching staff, what did they tell you your role might be? What do they want you to do here?
They just want me to come in and basically just cause havoc all over the field. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I do, man. It's, you know, just cause havoc, run around, make plays, and you know, and have fun. That's basically what they want me to come in and, you know, and make some plays, bring some toughness to the defense, and bring a demeanor, a mentality, you know, that relentless effort, you know, that dog that's in me and have no choice is always have been in me. And I play the game the same way every Sunday when I step across the grid.
How you play behind good defensive linemen in New England, how important are those guys to your success? And what do you think of the guys up front here in the Buffalo defense, Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, and that group? What do you think?
Oh, those guys are phenomenal. I always admire them, you know, as we watch other defenses. You know, preparing for the game on Sunday, I would, you know, notice those guys up front, you know, just causing havoc all over the place, being very disruptive. And, you know, they're great. You know, they got a great thing on already. So I just want to come help, man. Like I said before, I'm hoping I'm the missing piece. It's just that simple. They already got a great defense.
Well, it's a defense that had a really good middle linebacker last year in Kiko Alonso. What are your impressions of him, and how do you think he'll do as he moves to the outside to make room for you now?
Well, I hope I just can keep up with him, man. The guy's all over the place, man. He's a young player, great player. You know, he has an awesome future ahead of him. And, I heard they wanted to move him outside and stick me in the middle right beside him. So I feel like we'll be a great combination, you know. Hopefully we can just run around and call that and make plays all over. Just have a lot of fun, man. Just bring a lot of energy throughout that whole defense.
Brandon, when you look at the defense and what you've done in the past, are you do you consider yourself like a three-down linebacker, or do you anticipate that the Bills will use you on mostly the running downs and then get into a more pass-oriented defense on third downs?
Well, without a doubt, I'm a three-down player. You know, I given in the past when I played for the Patriots, you know, in season 2012, I was given the opportunity to play on third down, and I delivered every time. You know, it's on the tape. You can go look for yourself. And here with the Buffalo, I'm looking to compete for a third down role as well. You know, I embrace any situation they're willing to give me, but I'm definitely not going to stop competing for the third down. I want to show the world and show them also that, you know, they invested in me and I'm going to be a complete player for them. That caused havoc all day, you know, from first quarter to the end. And, you know, they're going to be happy. I want them to know they're going to be happy.
You've played, obviously, with the Patriots games here in Orchard Park at Ralph Wilson Stadium. What do you think of that venue, the crowd noise there, and maybe the energy in that building when you've been there as a visitor?
It kind of reminds me of my college days back in the Swamp, man. The fans were just ferocious. They're on top of you, and I love it. You know, they're definitely going to give us an edge. I feed off of that. You know, their energy, it helps me play with a chip on my shoulder. So I'm looking forward for that college atmosphere. I've been missing that, so it's great, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that with the Bills Mafia and all that. Those guys are great.
Hey, Brandon, you are, what, a cousin, a distant cousin of one of the fan favorites around here, Tequio Spikes? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, grew up watching him play. You know, watching him the whole time. Inspired me to left 51 and inspired me to be a middle linebacker and inspired me to play tough and, you know, that tough-nosed football that he used to play.
Did you talk to him at all about playing for the Buffalo Bills?
Of course, you know that. You know, he played a factor in his decision also.
What did he tell you?
Basically, you know, get ready for some diehard fans. I hope you're ready for that type of race. I said, man, without a doubt, it actually helps me. So I love the fans behind us and, you know, being a part of a family like that. That's with you, you know, when you win or lose. You know, they just love to be there and happy to support you. So he definitely chimed in on the fan base, man, because he know how I am about the fans. I really appreciate them. I love their passion.
Brandon, after 4 years with New England and a good start to your NFL career, you almost get a chance to get a restart, a reboot of your NFL career here in Buffalo. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. You know, it's always good for new beginnings. And, you know, I feel like I have something to prove. You know, I know there's a lot of people sit out there, you know, if he's an elite linebacker, this and that. But if you watch the tape, it's clearly on there. But, you know, I have no problem, you know, proving people wrong. You know, I've been through a lot, you know, my whole entire life. And, you know, that's just one of the things I had to do, you know, just overcome adversity and just keep proving people wrong. And I get a kick out of it. I'm almost obsessed with it, man.
All right. Brandon, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to meeting you face-to-face. We'll see you in here in a couple of weeks, I'm sure. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Go Bills.
Brandon Spikes, Buffalo Bills linebacker, signed to the contract late Friday night, early Saturday. One of the free agents the Bills signed over the weekend. On the line with us, Brandon Spikes, on the line from his home in New England. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive tonight on Buffalo Bills Radio.